This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. It goes to Patrick Midla, attorney at law. Patrick is P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Midla is M-I-D-L-A of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Midla, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Gustavo Munoz, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is G-U-S-T-A-V-O. That's G-U-S-T-A-V-O. Last name is M-U-N-O-Z. On February 24th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone with the aid of an interpreter, period. A physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 36-year-old male, height 6 foot tall, weight 230 pounds, period. He was involved in a work-related injury on or about December of 2021, period. He was trying to help another employee move a piece of furniture full of tools. When he felt an unusual pain in his low back, period. It occurred in the middle of his low back, and it got worse with every step that he took, period. His pain gradually increased over time, period. His low back pain radiates into both legs. Initially, his right was greater than his left, but presently, both leg pains are the same, period. New paragraph. The low back pain is described as constant, period. It radiates down both legs, and as I mentioned, initially was worse in the right leg, but now is equal in both legs, period. It is described as a stabbing and throbbing pain, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems with prolonged bending, sitting, walking, lifting, and problems sleeping at night, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that he has injured his low back in the past, period. He had a job injury injuring his testicles that went to his back approximately 7 years ago, period. The testicle was swollen, and his back pain ultimately resolve. The onset of this when he was lifting heavy objects, period. Approximately 4 years ago on the job, he was painting road lines and injured muscles in his back and his legs, period. He had approximately 3 months of physical therapy, but the pain did totally resolve, period. Despite prior back problems, the patient states that his pre-existing back pain had resolved for at least 3 years prior to this 2021 injury, period. With his prior back injuries, he did have pain down his leg. The pain down his leg occurred for a few weeks, but then totally resolved. and he has not had back pain or sciatic pain for at least 3 years before the 2021 injury period. When he sustained the injury painting lines on the road, he did have some sciatic pain. But that completely resolved prior to the 2021 injury period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that he was initially seen in a Napa Knee clinic and had x-rays. He was referred for an MRI period. He saw a specialist in South Bend and had approximately 2 injections in his low back period. He had an additional MRI. And he did have physical therapy, but due to various reasons at that time, surgery was not advised, specifically because the patient did not want to undergo such a drastic treatment program, period. New paragraph, medications, denies other than over-the-counter medicine for this condition, period. Past medical history, denies. New paragraph, past surgical history, 20 years ago, he had a needle in his foot removed. New paragraph, occupation, he is unable to work since this incident because he was given too many restrictions, period. Before this, he was working in graphic design, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition is that he is using stretching exercises and only using occasional over-the-counter medication as he prefers to try to avoid medications, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Notes from the lumbar spine clinic evaluation relates the history of how he sustained this injury, and it was dated May 11th, 2022. Their history is consistent with the history given to me by the patient, period. Records from Andrew Misner, M-I-S-N-E-R, D-P-T, that's D as in dog, P as in Peter, T as in Terry, that's Andrew Misner, D-P-T, dated May 11th, 2022. Thank you for referring Mr. Munoz for an FCE. That's FCE, relative to his lumbar pathology, period. It was performed on May 11th, 2022, period. It was difficult to perform an FCE on Mr. Munoz today because he reported strong, consistent lumbar pain and a near total work disability due to his pain throughout formal testing, period. Notes from South Bend Orthopedics, May 26th, 2022. Most recent MRI from March 18th, 2022 from open and wide showed L4-5 and L5-S1 with some annular tearing and mild disc bulges. Based on the findings mentioned above, I still do not recommend addressing this with surgery, which Gustavo also wishes to avoid, period. Long-term permanent restrictions of light duty work / sedentary work, comma, with lifting of no more than 10 to 15 pounds, period. We tried to treat him non-operatively because he had a very subtle finding of disc bulge on his MRI. He continues to return to us complaining of varying degrees of back pain and non-dermatomal leg pain, And finally, he had an injection bilaterally at L4-5. Based on his experience having the epidural steroid injection, we made a determination that he would not do well with surgery, period. I finally sent him for a functional capacity evaluation, which was reported to be invalid, period. At this point in time, the only option going forward is suggest that this patient live with the symptoms that he has and avoid surgical procedures going forward, as his physical and mental reserve to deal with them seems to be severely limited, period. This partial permanent impairment rating, as stated by the AMA Guide 6th edition, page 570, class 2, with residual radiculopathy at a clinically appropriate level, which approximates the partial permanent impairment rating of 12%. He is limited to 15-pound sedentary work with no repetitive bending, twisting, or lifting, period. Open and wide MRI, dated March 18, 2022, of the lumbar area. Indication is chronic low back pain from repetitive movement at work, period. Comparison study, comma, open and wide MRI spine, study February 7th, 2022, period. Impression, the protrusion at the level of L5-S1 seems slightly greater than on the previous study, period. L3-L4, there is some disc bulging in the midline, impinging on the thecal sac, period. L4-L5, there is an annual tear in the midline and a disc protrusion that impinges on the thecal sac with possible left L4 nerve root impingement, period. At L5-S1, there is annual tear on the left with a protrusion that may make contact on the left S1 nerve root, period. South Bend Orthopedics in their note of May 26, 2022, once again reaffirm a PPI rating of 12% whole body, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all the treatment as outlined above and that he has sustained due to his work-related injury of December of 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel, February 24th, 2023, are number one, lumbar strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, and bilateral sciatica. Number two, L3-4 disc bulge. Number three, L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus with nerve root impingement. Number four, L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus with nerve root impingement, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the work-related injury of December of 2021, period. The above four diagnoses are an aggravation of pre-existing back problems that were asymptomatic for approximately 3 years prior to this December of 2021 injury, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in his low back area as a result of this work injury of December of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, I disagree with his prior 12% impairment as given by other physicians, period. It is my feeling that the patient has a 15% whole body impairment as a result of the work-related injury of December of 2021, period. I do feel his impairment rating would have been significantly higher had he had a negative past medical history of back problems, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need the continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics, including topicals, at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life period. The patient can benefit by a low back brace at an estimated cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in his low back at a cost of $3,500 period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit to help control pain at a cost of $500 period. As discussed in the record, surgical options were discussed with the patient, but because he had a very nervous and painful response to the epidural injection, as well as his desire to not go forward with surgery at that time, surgery was deferred, period. I am very confident that over the next few years he will definitively have to have low back surgery at an estimated cost of $125,000, period. This surgical expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, physician, pathology, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Dealing of Dictation.